When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the fastest way to pull up the stream is go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on Listen Upper Left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. It's a rainy Sunday morning here in the Pacific Northwest, so it's a good day to stay inside and spend your time here with us on Animal World, keeping us here and organized and all that good stuff as usual. Would be Animal World's production engineer, Nathan Miller, is here. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, Martha. And you probably heard in the opening that Martha may have mentioned that is rainy. Well, that was actually a pre-recorded opening. Unfortunately, Martha is a little bit, not necessarily under the weather, but a bit out of commission today. She is dealing with a little bit of body pains and stuff like that, which we're sending prayers and love to her for a quick and speedy recovery from that, but unfortunately is unable to be here to host this show today. So I will be stepping in, taking her seat as the best as I can, and joining me today is Natasha Venter. Good morning, Natasha, and welcome to the third Sunday edition of Animal World.
Yes, Martha put the arms of the show in both of our hands, and I'm so grateful for that trust that we didn't do an encore thing, because I know for me, I understand right now that we're going through a lot of changes, and I had so much that I wanted to give inspiration for people to know, because we're going through the eclipses, Mercury retrograde, we're going to be going through things, and I wanted to give them some tools. So I'm so grateful that I get to have a voice today.
Oh, you said my favorite words in your little opening statement there, Natasha. Mercury retrograde. It's coming up among us.
And the Chinese New Year, and oh my gosh, it's an amazing time. I'm excited for it, actually. I'm quite excited for it.
And while, you know, the old saying goes, while the cat's away, the mice will play, but I'm not sure if we want to be those mice playing around, because I'm pretty sure that cat, Martha Norwalk, is out there sitting in her bed or her couch listening to us right now, and she has her Aunt Martha hat on, so we don't want to be the playing mice while the cat's listening.
And two, also, it is her show, but she's giving it into the hands of us today.
Oh, yes.
So we will honor her and the story of that very well.
But despite that, we still have our usual third Sunday going on here. We have Natasha Venter, who later on in the show will be here to take your phone calls. So if you have any animal behavior related questions or strange things going on with them or stuff you want to know more about, maybe talk to your human or animal loved ones on the other side who have passed on, then you can give us a call during the show at 425-373-5527, or toll free is 888-298-5569. But before we get to that, how about them Hawks, Natasha? What a great weekend we had last weekend.
Oh, I know. It was just amazing. And I knew intuitively that they were going to win. I felt that. I knew that. But I just also knew that, you know, the humanness, we all have to go through that humanness. But, oh my gosh, I'm just excited for them that they were able to negotiate that trust in themselves, and they were able to do it. And, oh my gosh, it just lifted up this whole Northwest area.
Oh, that was a great one for me, too, especially since I was out in Kentucky with all my family, and we're all from here in the Seattle area. Me and my brother with my parents were both born and raised here in Seattle. So we all have a big love for the Seahawks and support them every time they go to the Super Bowl. You know, we've seen them go in the four Super Bowls that they've been to, and of course watched them win the two of the two that they were in. And this was a great one since I was out in Kentucky, like a little reunion and celebration. And of course we were out there only to celebrate the birthdays of my two nieces, since they're so close together. We just did like a little joint birthday party. And then but we started watching the Super Bowl, since they were 3 hours ahead, at my brother's house. Was around halftime was when it would be time to put the girls to bed. So we, at halftime, I'm actually wasn't able to tune into that. We were convoying over to the hotel to finish watching the second half of the game. And by the time we got there, the halftime show had already ended and they were just getting ready to start taking the back the field again for the teams.
Yeah, and that's the thing is like my in-law or my family is in Florida. So it's like 3 o'clock our time is like, you know, 7 o'clock their time. And it's like, it's so much later. We forget that it, you know, we should almost start it more like at 1 o'clock or something like that for everybody. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I'm so glad that you were back there and with them. I bet that was kind of feeling weird because of, you know, it's like, it's not Seahawk territory.
Yeah, not really, but being around my family was, and then of course I took Alaska Airlines going out there and back, so it's almost like, felt like I was in Seahawk territory, because it was kind of cool, because on the way back, the gate agent, as they were announcing the boarding groups, they always do it from like A through E or something like that. Every letter of the alphabet, they'll always say like A as in something, something, something. So each of the words they would use for the letter was something that had to do with the Seahawks winning the Super Bowl.
I love it.
So I wasn't even though I was far away.
Exactly. Oh my gosh. Yeah, that was such a gift. And just how, you know, it was a fun game to watch. Because we were winning for one, but it was just a good game to watch. They really, this whole year, they just had this empowerment that they wanted to have. And I just was so grateful.
Fun and easy to watch. I got to say, I wasn't really feeling stressed out at any point during the game. Maybe in the, you know, first couple field goals, I was, because you knew that the Patriots were in very good, you know, bounce back range. But as soon as like the Seahawks just continued that momentum, it's like, okay, this game should be a breeze from here on out. And sure enough, it was.
Exactly. Now I heard the Mariners are starting to get ready.
Pitchers and catchers are getting ready to report, and a lot of the trades and stuff like that in the offseason have been made, and spring training will only be just like a month away. Can you believe that?
Wow.
So we get a little bit of a break between football ending, and now the Mariners take it back, and they get the chance to keep the championships going this year in 2026, even though they were very close last year. That was at the end of 2025, so they can still get their chance with the Seahawks winning to also win the World Series in 2026.
Well, they were getting the momentum going last year. Maybe we can keep that momentum going this year.
I think so. They are definitely building up upon that and using that as a good framework and foundation.
Yes. Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the weather, too. We didn't quite get to that. As far as I see here on my weather radar coming up, we are getting into a little bit of snowy chances coming up. You know, when I was in Kentucky, I told Martha when I sent her a picture, it was a parking lot that had about 8 inches of snow, and all the snow plows pushing the snow to one place in a parking lot made it look like they had their own little, you know, mountain ranges of snow. So I sent her that picture and said, "You need me to bring back some of that snow with you?" With me, and it looks like maybe I didn't put the snow into my checked luggage, but maybe I put the snow into my carry-on luggage, because we do get maybe a little bit of snow coming our way.
And, well, we really need it.
Oh, we do. I mean, I look out here over to Olympics out of the west window of our studio here, and the snow cap is very minimal compared to other years.
Yeah, when I flew in during the holidays, it was like the mountains didn't have that thick the thick covering that they usually do. We do need it'll be late snow, so it won't be real dense, but yeah, we need
it. Maybe little or snow accumulation expected is pretty much what I see as far as the days of snow goes, and those days of snow will be beginning tomorrow and lasting throughout probably Saturday, but as I mentioned, not really much is expected and probably not really going to build up at all. It'll just be like maybe looking like a small snow globe, but not turning us into a winter wonderland.
No, it'll be cold doing recess duty, but that's about it.
Okay, so I think that ties into a little bit of what your intuitive hits goes as far as the weather. As we know, we like to hear from you each month. Like, how do you see the weather coming up?
Mm-hmm. And I was saying that it was going to be kind of a little bit of this and a little bit of that, but it's not going to be a really big, dense. It wasn't going to be the big, dense stuff this year. So I don't know. We're kind of our country, our world is going through some changes just like we are. So,
yeah. Well, I want to make sure we stay on schedule with our show today. And as we always do, opening up the show and getting ready for the program is we present the affirmations or take part in that. And then for some of our listeners out there, I know they don't want to miss it because this is their going to church with Martha on Sunday.
Exactly, and I don't want to either.
But is there anything that you wanted to mention before we get into the affirmations that you maybe wanted to hope to say for this time in particular?
Well, I have an understanding, and I use a lot of the mantras and affirmations in my life, and that as we're going through these changes and things, it's really easy to go down our rabbit holes. And that's where these mantras and these affirmations, it kind of gives it over. You know, it helps us to give our mindset over to the universe around us instead of us trying to control everything. So with that, you know, think about how you can use these mantras and affirmations in your day-to-day life. Because I know for me, I wake every morning saying an affirmation so that I can start my day off in a better mindset. Because mindset is most of our life's struggle. So maybe we can sit with these mantras and affirmations with a little bit more depth, because as we're going through these eclipses and you know, retrogrades and energy changes right now, you know, it might be better to sit with these affirmations in our bodies, not just in our mindset. So I'm looking forward to them.
All right. And without further ado, let's go ahead and have Martha take it away with those affirmations.
You haven't been here before. I want to start the show. I do that by sharing, honoring the saint that's been guiding my work for so many years with the animals. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday and I can, I start with a couple of little Saint Francis prayers, one for our animal friends and one for us human animals. And then I have a whole pile of affirmations that we do together to get our energy uplifted, spiritual energy for the day and the week and all of that. And I know a few of you have started telling me, it's time to go to church with Martha on Sunday. So, okay, here we go. We're going to church on Sunday with Martha. And just so you know, you can opt out. You don't have to go to church with us. You can opt out during this section, but not like dancing and getting on the love train and sending love all over the place. Dancing is required at 10 and 11, but you can opt out here. Anyway, we are going to start with the prayer to Saint Francis for our animal friends. Here we go. Good Saint Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. Saint Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. Alrighty, and now for us human animals, it is the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. Shanti, shanti. Alrighty. Now, we will get into our affirmations, and I say each of these affirmations out loud three times, and you can certainly join me and use them during the week, as I know many of you do. And the first affirmation comes, actually was an assignment from my spiritual family, Ananda, years ago. It was, you know, say this three times a day for a week, see what happens. Change my life. I continue to do it every day. And it will shift the energy in your life as well. Here we go three times. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All right, this second one comes from next week's guest, Linda Rasmussen, our best practitioner. And, you know, when you call in and Linda works with you, she gives you an affirmation to keep the energy going. That's where this one came from, and it ended up being so powerful for everybody. I started doing it, shifted things for me. So, again, it is a daily practice for me as well. And when I say abundance, imagine in your mind the type of abundance you want to attract into your life at this time. So you can custom adjust these affirmations to work more specifically for you. Here we go three times. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. Whew, all righty. Now, this next one comes from my spiritual family again, the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, but the Italian division. And this is the affirmation I use to kind of get myself and get my animals in alignment when we go out in public, you know, and in the right energy. So here we go. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. All righty. Now, this one, next one comes from our communicator and psychic gal, Natasha Venter. And this is the one I use for me and my animals to try to keep us in alignment with all the crazy energy going on these days. Here we go three times. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. Alrighty then, and then the last longer affirmation in our usual group here is the Ananda Warrior of Light affirmation, and boy, do we need this one. So here in this one, let's send God's light everywhere around the country, around the world. It's needed in every nook and cranny. Here we go. God's light is within me and around me. With the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light.
Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Ooh, all righty. Now, I conclude the group of affirmations with Dr. Nell's energy and his favorite part. But I'm also going to add Dr. Nell's last month's affirmation of the month. It is being so powerful for me. I am actually quite blown away at the shift in my mind and what I'm able to handle as a result of doing this affirmation. When Dr. Nels sends out a newsletter every month and an affirmation for the month, and this was last month's affirmation. But when I read the reasoning behind this affirmation and the affirmation itself, I did not like it. I didn't want to do it. I had trouble even reading it because it talks about when we pray for guidance or we know that we're guided and life is not going well and there's issues and you start down one path and there's a disaster and then you start down another path and there's a disaster until eventually you get to where you're okay again. And he explaining that sometimes those disasters are the divine guidance in your life. And so he said he wanted to turn that whole idea into an affirmation. Anyway, what I have learned in my life is that when you have resistance to something like this, you know, these affirmations are intended to uplift us and bring us into a higher spiritual being here on planet Earth. When you don't like something, you don't want to do it, you resist. That's a good reason to do it because it really means that you need to when you have a resistance to it. So I knew the fact I didn't like it, I knew it'd probably be good for me. So I started making myself do it. Holy mackerel, Nathan, things have been changing rapidly for me since. And it's allowing me to be brave enough to look at the future and the things that are going on around me. And Natasha told me, you know, there's lots of changes for us and you've got to decide what's going on for the rest of your life and what are you going to do? And you know, I'm older and all of that, and that can be really scary. Well, holy moly, I'm feeling so much stronger, so much better. I'm looking at stuff I've never been able to look at and I was afraid to look at and I couldn't even admit it to myself. So anyway, that's going on for me. And I figure if it's being this transformative for me, probably going to help you guys too. And if you have resistance to it and you don't like it, it's a good reason to do it. So here we go with Dr. Nell's first affirmation, and then we'll conclude with his ritual closing. So the new affirmation we're adding right now is, I embrace the unknown. It is my safe place. I embrace the unknown. It is my safe place. I embrace the unknown. It is my safe place. And then to conclude the ritual, cross your hands over your heart on your chest and repeat with me, I trust, I trust, I trust. Whew. All right. Now, I have to say, you know, when I first said that, I embrace the unknown, I would get the darkest energy in my mind and everything was black. Well, now I start saying it and the light's coming in. I mean, it really, truly shifts stuff. Anyway, amazing. So we are all affirmed up. Let's take care of our advertisers. And it is the most important part of the show. So listen and all of that good stuff. Support them, thank them, and stay right where you are. We continue with Animal World straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hello, this is Marilyn Milano, host of Love Has Many Faces on Alternative Talk 1150 KKNW, and we are all about helping animals and their people. To that end, we talk to rescue groups, medical and behavioral experts, businesses with products or services that help pet, and others who are making a difference. Tune in to Alternative Talk 1150 every Tuesday from 9 to 9:30 in the morning Pacific Time, and now you can listen to Love Has Many Faces wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Just look for Love Has Many Faces and join us there.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Find our app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store and take us with you wherever you go. Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Welcome, everybody, back to this week's edition of Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Of course, you heard Martha Norwalk giving the affirmations just before the break, but she is unfortunately a little bit out of commission today due to some physical body issues that are going on, causing her to need to stay in bed and or on the sofa and relax and get recovered from all of that stuff that's going on for her. But for today, it's myself, Nathan Miller, the usual production engineer, now guest host of the show. And alongside me is Natasha Venter. But before we get back into our conversation here with Natasha, just want to remind you, too, that during the break, you heard from Jude Ponton from the Whispering Dragon Center, who is, in fact, actually working with Martha on that issues that are going on right now with her body and back and leg and stuff like that, and was able to help get her back into alignment with her sound healing and other types of work that she does. But, she, of course, Martha is still in too much pain to be hosting the show, but things are definitely working their way back together now. And then so do be sure to check out the information for Whispering Dragon Center and get in contact with Jude if you need any assistance with some energy or sound healing work as well from her. And of course, if you want to advertise on our show, Martha Norwalk's Animal World, if you do anything in the world that is good, helpful, beneficial to animal friends, then we'd love to have you on the air. Just give Martha a call. Her phone number is 360-217-7258. Very affordable rates. Gets you interviews on the shows and ad spots, and we'd love to have you join us. So back to the conversation with Natasha. Hey, you know, seems like that's some pretty good energy stuff going on with Jude and Martha, and kind of sounds like what we're experiencing through, not just like in a individual basis with Martha, but, you know, there's some energy world stuff going on that could be also tapping into that as well.
Being that we're all animals, and this is the animal world, so us humans and animals, I know like my animals are going through some stuff too. I woke up to some cat gack this morning. You know, it's like our animals are all part of this story of our world. And, you know, it was kind of interesting because talking with Martha and what her body is going through. And then I got a text this morning from my mother-in-law saying that she had her left leg that was, you know, irritated. And I'm not going to give too much because, you know, confidentiality. But, you know, it's like, I know for me, you know, I can speak of me that one day I was standing on the playground and my right knee started aching. And I'm like going, first thing I did was, you know, because I'm intuitive, so I ask questions first because I don't like to be in victimhood. That I've practiced my way out of that, actually, many years. That, that why is my knee hurting? And so what did I do was because I didn't have my books with me, I Googled what was my left knee or my right knee about. And a lot of it was about, you know, not moving forward, fear of moving forward, that stagnicity thing. And I can tell you that I've been working through a lot of deep fear stuff myself, you know, because of conversations with my husband, things that he wants to do, and they're not in alignment with me. So I was kind of, you know, feeling that agitation somewhere in me. And then my left shoulder, so it was my right knee, and then my left shoulder started itching and breaking out in hives. Well, it was mirroring a lot of the story around the energy of moving forward and the support, because shoulders are about the support of the world. And so it was kind of interesting because the right side is about masculine and the left side's about feminine. And so with that we've got a lot of things that are going on. And I know for us that a lot of times we are like, well, what am I going through? I'm not going through anything right now. You know, like I know that, you know, we're not doing anything, but I can tell you that, you know, the body is about 6 weeks behind stress. Our four-legged, our no-legger animals are about 4 to 6 weeks behind our stress. So if we're having some ailments or something going on, and, you know, I'm just kind of curious because of my mother-in-law. So I looked up real quick because of being on the show. I didn't have time to pick up my book. The left leg pain is often symbolizes emotional blockage, resistance to moving forward, or issues receiving support. The left side is generally linked to intuitional femininity and inner feelings. It may indicate deep-seated fear, instability, and or the need to address personal creative emotional wounds. And so with that a lot of us, and I can tell you, oh my gosh, I have a lot of female friends that are in that generation of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. And I have helped so many people, women, through their emotional blockages of that age because, you know, during the 50s and the 60s, when those women were growing up, what was the world like? Mm-hmm. You have no power. You're not nothing. You don't have a voice. You can't be your, you know, I know that I have a girlfriend who was the black sheep of the family because she didn't believe in the Baptist, you know, Eastern or Southern, you know, religious dogma of that time. And so she's always had that, you know, her parents were always like, well, why don't you believe in what we believe in? And always like telling her she was a bad girl, even though she was a good girl, she just didn't believe in stuff. And so even today, she's struggling with some of that. How does that energy, and I'm going to offer to people, how does that energy sit in your body? What is that stagnation? And I know that for me, when we were back in Florida with my mother-in-law during the holidays, there was some deep-seated stuff that we were going through, I can tell. You know, my husband and I were struggling with something. My kid was struggling with something. You know, he got sick flying on the plane. You know, there was just things that were going on. My stepson was down there with his three boys, you know, it was, and his new wife, you know, it was just a lot of stuff going on with energy. And I'm betting that a lot of that's that deep-seated stuff of fear that, you know, what my husband and I were going on through was probably triggering a lot of my mother-in-law, in my mother-in-law, right? Because she lost her husband 3 years ago. And so, you know, there's a lot of energy that gets stuck in our body. So what I did when I was, I did actually a show on this, that when I was having problems with my knee, I ended up having a spot in it. And there's a spot in, there's spots in our bodies that can release stress. There's, if you hold those spots, they can help release the stress. And I know that,
that would be like the tapping, right? Or is that something else?
Yeah, it's you can tap, you know, that's the tapping on the forehead, the top of the head, the forehead, the you know, the under the eyes and that kind of stuff. You can do that tapping. I know what it's called. It's just out of my head at this second in time. My co-host does it when I do the third Sunday of every month. Or third Wednesday of every month, and so there's those.
Oh yeah, the emotional freedom technique.
Yes, the EFT. Thank you for looking that up real quick. So that is a really good way to work through some of these. And it's not necessarily that we may have these, like, well, that I'm not fearful about something. I'm not stressed about something. But what it is that we're going through things in life right now that are hitting the surface. That are actually, when you think about it, it's kind of, it's going down deep. It's kind of like a dandelion. You know, the flower is on the surface. We may think we were doing the surface, but a lot of those tap roots go down real deep and can trigger some of these unmoved energies in our bodies, right? And so with that there's a spot on your knee, and it's kind of like... It's not necessarily by the kneecap, but it's kind of where the joint of the knee is, where the joint of the knee bends. And there's a soft spot, and it usually is a little painful. If you have a painful spot in like your knee or something, that's usually a spot where the energy can be a little stuck. And so if you can just gently hold it or move it around in a circular position. Literally counterclockwise is letting go. Clockwise is moving with it, you know, blessing it. And send whatever is aching some love. Because I know that a lot of people are working through some stagnicity in their understandings and some deep-seated, some very deep-seated mindsets that have not necessarily, it's actually our childhood that people are working through. That are like, you know, well, I don't believe that anymore. Where's that coming from? Well, yeah. It was sitting somewhere in that tissue of the knee or the tissue of the hip. And the hips are about moving. The hips are about that walking forward and being able to be free with our movement. And that's the thing about the knee is it's a free swinger, right? Our knees are free swingers when we walk forward. So it's like, how do we free swing into our life? And you know, it's interesting how our bodies are great tellers. And then if you look at the animals, you know, our animals. I know that yesterday, my husband and I have been dealing with our toilet upstairs.
Oh.
It was leaking. And it was leaking between the tank and the toilet. And it's been interesting because what we've been going through, water's about emotions, right? Uh-huh. Water's about emotions. And it was interesting because when you think about the toilet, what does the toilet represent?
Well, it depends on how you look at the toilet.
Well, the toilet
and
is
how bad
about,
you gotta go.
Exactly. It's about you know, but the leak was from the good water coming in to flush out the old water, and we were having a leak in that seal. And our toilets are 30 years old, so it wasn't necessarily untimed. But we also had a leak when we first came home from Florida underneath our sink about the water coming. It was the valve that you turn the water off on, valve.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had to fix that too. So we had a lot of water, emotional-based things going on, which then going through it about how we were needing to work through our emotions. Well, what ended up happening through those, in between those two leaks, was my knee and my shoulder.
Mm.
Right? So that was that stuck emotion. The toilet actually, and it's been funny because I've been asking the universe that I believe in that my husband and I can find ways to communicate better. Well, what did the universe bring up? My husband's electrical system in his truck ended up not working. So I had to help him tow his truck twice. So we had to learn to communicate through a stressful there. And then we put the toilet back together again, right? So
yeah.
The universe is actually answering a lot of my prayers because I'm finding a voice to communicate better. My husband is learning to communicate better and to trust that actually, you know, we've gone through a lot in our relationship. You know, most of our relationship, he was an alcoholic. You know, he was a very, you know, he was passed out usually by 7 o'clock at night. So It was not an easy dance in our relationship. So we never really got into great communication the first part of our relationship. So now that he's 14 years sober, we're actually living our 14 years of a new marriage. And so we're learning how to communicate in our elder years of our relationship. And it's been kind of interesting how, you know, when you get these, like, learning these experiences, learning these lessons about doing something, that our body's energy, our animal's energy, because I can tell you that our dog has stopped eating a couple of days. You know, she didn't really rush to eat like she normally does. You know, my cat, my new cat, Raja, you know, she's been sitting with Rick. She's been sitting with me, you know, and then I find Gak in the morning. So it's like, well, we worked on the toilet yesterday. So what's on the floor? Gak, you
yeah.
know, it's like, do you see the correlation that it's like I can... The way that I believe, and that, remember, my truth is my truth, but the way that I believe, and everybody else's truth is their truth, the way that I believe is everything has a metaphor. And when I look at it that way, it gives me an opportunity to be proactive in my life. It gives me a chance to really see how, oh, am I stuck? Like when I saw the questions that were about the knee, it gave me a chance to ask, am I fearful about moving forward in my life? Where am I kind of stuck in my old patterns that I needed to negotiate? And, you know, and soon after that, you know, like part of this has been moving from this house that I love, right?
Mm-hmm.
That my husband wants to move from this house and I'm ready for movement, but I was afraid of moving. Well, I got this image of my house. When I was sitting there one day, just kind of allowing the universe to talk with me, and my house was totally empty.
Oh.
I totally had an empty house.
And this was like the house that you were currently living in or the house you're moving?
Yep.
Okay.
The house that I'm currently moving in that I'm really rigid. I was rigid about moving out of.
Ah.
So there's the knee.
Mm-hmm.
There's the toilet. There's the electrical system of my husband because he was short-circuiting in his brain about why I didn't want to move,
uh-huh.
right? right? And so with that, you know, it's like that movement. And then the universe gave me the opportunity to see my house totally empty. And I went, I got it. That this house's energy is still loving me. This house still loves me, but the stuff in it helps me love it.
Mm-hmm.
And it loved me. And so I can make a home anywhere. Yes, I'm still not moving to Idaho. I know Idaho's not my home. I've been in Idaho enough times to know it's not my home. This part of Washington is my home. Now, do I need to move to another house in the Skagit Valley? Maybe in a couple of years. But it gave me a chance to see how rigid I was in my thinking. And I went, okay, thank you, universe. I appreciate the breath that you gave me so that I can have a little bit more fluid thinking in my understanding.
Yeah, it's just so important that the energies between the mind and the body are stable. I guess is probably a good word to put it, or balanced. I mean, mm-hmm. you go like to a doctor's office, and every time I've gone there, it's like, what is the first question that they usually ask you? Is like, how are things going in your personal life and stuff like that? They're asking you like questions that are related to something that could be of potential stressors. Because, you know, I've had times in my life where, especially in college, where I would be taking a class and I didn't know that the class was so disruptive of my energies or my stress. Because, you know, maybe halfway through the term of that class, I would start to like have this illness or like sickness, or maybe a cough would come on or something like that, or I just would not be feeling 100%. And then actually it happened on one of my classes, like literally right as I turned in the final assignment, everything about like my cough or whatever just went away. Like right after I put in that piece of paper onto the professor's desk, it all just vanished. So you know, it's like a bit of an energy or stress issue going on there.
Exactly. And that's the thing is that things like my knee, I'm going to give that an example, that if I stayed in that story, if I would have stayed in that understanding, my knee would have continued going down this rabbit hole, you know, and then I would have had to go to the doctor and I would have had to do this. But I asked it what was going on. I talked with it. I sent it love. I sent it some energy. I moved the energy through. I got on my vibration plate, you know, to move the energy of my body. And then I actually went dancing.
Oh.
And dancing to me is my soul dances with me. I mean, it's a movement for me.
We'll be dancing here shortly in about 15 minutes or so.
Exactly. Exactly. And so when I moved it, even though my knee started saying, I don't want to do this, you know, movement, I said, but I'm wanting you to know that I love you and I'm moving what is aching us through. I want to move whatever is stagnant in me, anywhere in me. I want us to move it through. And by the next 20 minutes, my knee stopped hurting and it hasn't hurt since then, right? But I actually keep pushing that energy spot that's tender to move it through. And then I went to the chiropractor and he was like working on my elbow and he goes, cut. I go, ow, ow, ow. And I go, oh, wait a minute. That's moving from my shoulder down my arm, down into my head and my hands. So yeah. It was like, it's a moment. And so I just want to give people inspiration that sometimes their aches and their pains in their bodies, think about it. How is your emotions sitting in your body? And that might give a little bit of ability to work through what the doctor's talking to you through.
And of course, another one of the first steps for people is they can give us a call here at Animal World at 425-373-5527 or toll free 888-298-5569. We have Natasha Venter here, psychic medium and intuitive clarification coach, who can assist you in any of the things that she's been talking about today. So if you have anything like stress related that you want to know a little bit more about, or how to navigate, or ways to help remedy them, I guess is the word.
remedify. I kind of like that word. I like making up words like that.
But yeah, give us a call here and Natasha will be happy to help you with that or anything else that's related to an animal friend. Past life, or maybe even passed on from your animals. And we're here to talk with you about your questions. And in the meantime, we do need to take our second break of this first hour on Animal World. So we'll be right back after these messages. Please be sure to listen to them and support them. And we'll be back here shortly. Give us a call in the meantime.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. Nutro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Wondering what's on next on Alternative Talk 1150? Check out 1150kknw.com.
And we're back here on Animal World. I'm Nathan, and I am stepping into Martha's shoes today since she is a little bit sore and achy today. But we hope that she'll be all better quickly and easily. And make sure you send her your love and your thoughts and your prayers to her for a speedy recovery as well. During the break, you heard from NuProSupplements.com. They're a great supplement for your pet, your dog, your cat, your ferret, or pretty much any type of animal that you can have living in your home to help with their nutritional balances and a healthy lifestyle. And I gotta say that when I was out in Kentucky just this past weekend, we got some NuPro supplements for Abby. And while we were there this time, I was being told that Abby is really enjoying her NuPro as like almost a stew. They're almost making like doggy soup or stew where they're taking the the water and mixing it up into like a broth and then adding it into her kibbles. And of course during the winter time it's really cold out there, but they've been giving it just a little bit of a warm-up, so it's like lukewarm or something, like just a little bit above room temperature. And Abby has been really enjoying that. And of course when Abby found out that she got NuPro, and she was like, oh boy, here it comes. I've been missing this, because it's been a little bit since she's been able to have NuPro, but now she's got it back again. And of course, cool. The website for NuPro is NuProSupplements.com. Be sure to check them out and get yourself a container of the supplements for feeding to your dog or cat in addition to their typical meals that they have during the day. And of course, we also heard from Martha Norwalk, who, even though is not so mobile right now, will still take your call and talk with you about your things going on with your animal friends, like a behavior issue or something you need to have worked on. And she can certainly help you remotely over the phone. And her phone number is 360-217-7258. And I'm actually going to turn it back to you, Natasha, because we have somebody on the line getting ready to speak with you. So we're going to figure out who that is and what they need to know about. And I'll be right back with you.
Sounds good. Yes, I use NuPro actually with my dog. And even though I make my dog's own food, that I do different things like the pumpkin and meat, and then I use a vegetable and some like blueberries and stuff like that. And so green beans and blueberries. And then I also use some rice. And then what I do is I put in the NuPro with that. And what I find with the NuPro is that it really helps with the keeping Cleo's fur on. And I know for me that she was going through some food issues, or she was going through something. And I talked to another animal communicator, and she's like going, "Your dog, you put something on your dog's food. She really likes that. She doesn't like the kibble." She says the kibble is hot, but yet she really likes the stuff that you put on the food. And so she was meaning the NuPro. She liked us putting the NuPro on. So animals actually know what we put on their food. And so doing these little things do help their digestive system. They're digesting life just like we are. And so going forward into life, that the more that we can help their gut, their emotional gut, the more that we can help them do their negotiations in life. Because gut health is about emotional health. And so blessing with that. But we're going to be getting ready to do some dancing. And I know Martha, if you're listening, you're going to dance in your head. You're going to dance in your bed, or you're going to dance in your chair. But it's that moving it forward. And I can tell you that energetically, I've been feeling a lot of aches and pains coming from the African country, that African region, and then the Southern America, the South America, region. And it's not just the ones that are in the news. It's the little places that are actually the Amazon. Oh my gosh, the Amazon. I've been feeling some aches and pains from the Amazon. And so if we can, when we're doing this song, the love train, remembering it's not just necessarily the big places that are feeling it. It's also, it's also the feeling, the knowings that there's these little towns, there's these little countries that are actually having a lot of struggle right now too, with other people thinking that they need to be something else. And then, like I was saying with the Amazon, that the Amazon is going away, and we need to send some love that we don't have the people who want, there's a lot of gold. There's a lot of stuff in the Amazon. And
you're talking about the geographical location, Amazon.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Not the store.
Yeah. Cause I know with like NuPro supplements, if you're buying a NuPro, you to, purchase it on Amazon is actually a really good way to purchase the NuPro.
Mm-hmm. That's not to be confused with the
Amazon rainforest.
No. Well, so I was talking about the dancing, that the dancing in the head, dancing in the bed. But it's like remembering that we have these places around us, because you were answering the phone, so you didn't hear me. It's about listening. I've been feeling a lot of Africa lately. There's some places in Africa that are struggling right now with being run over, and it's not necessarily in the news, but it's happening. So I'm just asking people to think about the world as a whole, not just specific places.
Absolutely. And we are getting to that time right now for the 10 o'clock hour, getting into it and closing off our 9 o'clock hour for the Love Train. And we're going to take a little bit of a break before that for the top of the hour, but thank you for joining us in the first hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World. We got two more hours of the show coming up, and we have a couple callers already on the line waiting to speak with Natasha. And of course, if you want to get into the queue, our phone number is 425-373-5527, or toll free is 888-298-5569. We're going to have Martha take us away to the top of the hour here.
The world. Love is the most powerful energy on the planet, so we're going to get on the love train, and we're going to send love all over the place, because that's the best thing we can do at this point. So you don't get to opt out. Dancing is required, but you can dance in your head, you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your chair, you can dance anywhere, or get up with me and join the love train, get your energy going for the day and the week. I'll cruise by and pick you up, and I always energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer so we have some extra juice to send that love all over the world and the country. And here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our mind with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train. And it is coming right up. Stay right where you are, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150.